Hi, good evening. God, I'm always really happy whenever I, get to do this. It makes me so happy. Also, see what we do. Okay, I'm alone in the house all by myself. I pick up my phone and I just start talking. That's how basic we are here. We're so basic. And I think it's more fun like that. I don't really do this whole, but today we'll talk about two things. Yeah, I'm not gonna, two things. One is the issue of pedophilia in a queer community. Then the second one is internalized homophobia. Yeah, those are the two things that I want to talk about today. I want to say something, and it's been, everyone will know that we lost a very amazing woman, a person of Naya Rivera, and it really got to me. I hope that she continues to rest in peace. Yeah. Okay, so now, just because you're queer, it doesn't mean that you're untouchable. It doesn't mean that you are a god. Okay, see, pedophilia is something that is common in the queer community in Nigeria. And then people feel like just because it's the same people or people of the same sex, then it's not okay. I don't see why we have actually normalized it, like, to some extent where you see a woman in her late 20s, in her 30s, dating someone that's like 17, 16, 14. I don't get, like, and it's seen as normal. Like, no one would even, stress it. Like, it's okay. The same thing goes for the guys, where a guy is dating, I don't know why, though. Like, why do we feel like it's just because it's the same sex, then it's okay? It's not. I don't know. Like, if I'm chatting with someone, I ensure that I ask you for your age. If you tell me you're 17, 16, 18, even 19 at times, I feel some type of way. Like, what am I doing here? When I was younger, I had friends then, they were already, out there. And then we were 16, 15. And then there were people that were like, probably like 20 or, like 20 something mainly. And then it was okay. But come on, I think it's so everywhere. No one talks about it. Just because you're a woman, it doesn't mean that it's okay. Just because the both of you are both, like, you're both women, it's not okay. You're both men, it's not okay. If you're out there, you're dating someone that is not the legal age, please stop it. It's not nice. Like, it is not okay in every sense. Please, I think we should address it. There's so many things I've said before. We have misplaced. We don't talk about the things that we should talk about as queer people in Nigeria. We talk about things that are totally useless most times. Like, I don't know, it doesn't make any sense. We just want to drag other people, we want to impose our own opinions on other people. Why the issues, the real ones tackling or facing us, we don't tackle them, we just ignore them. Pedophilia, it is one of them. You cannot be why? Like, what are you doing with someone way younger than you? What do you want? Is it because I don't know, like, it's a thing. It's not okay at all. If you're liking someone that is younger than 18, stop it. Like, you're supposed to be in jail or something. Okay, I don't get it. Like, we should be better people. Okay, I'm even pissed right now because it is so normal. Like, it is very normal here. I don't know if it turns some people on, no offense, but it's not nice. We have to just stop it. Anyone you know dating someone, talking to someone, messing around with someone that is less than, and that is not up to 18, please, call them to order. It's not nice. Or report them to the police or something. I don't know, but it's not okay. I beg of, like, we should just be better people. Please. Yes, that's one. Another one is the issue of internalized homophobia. This is the one that I would say it's somehow, like, it's trickish, because one time I stated that, people with internalized homophobia have to be better, have to, stop this whole thing they do where they want to make you feel bad because you're gay and they are also gay, but they just feel like it's a sin and blah, blah, blah. And someone was saying that they are also struggling, they have something they are also facing. And I'm like, everyone has their struggle. And I'm like, okay. I don't know. But now I know. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I tweeted the whole thing before. If you're liking someone with internalized homophobia, please stop it. They don't deserve to get fucked by you. They don't deserve to get kissed by you. No hugs. Do not give them head. Don't even talk to them. Yeah, I'm done with this whole thing where you're trying to consider other people. Why? What do you mean by you think being gay is a sin, but you like me, but you know what doing is not okay, but I love you? What the fuck is that? Like, are you insane? And some people there with people like that, they can get to listen to that every time, they get to sympathize and shit like that. But no, you deserve better. There's nothing bad. There's no sin in being gay. You have to know this. You have to have it at the back of your head somewhere. Your thick skull, you have to try and squeeze it in there, because I don't get it. Like, what do you mean this is a sin, but it's a sweet sin? Okay? Or, you know, I was young then. This is a personal story. I think I was 16. She was 17. We're both minors, so. But we're talking over the phone at that time. We're just talking over the phone. And I really liked that girl a lot. Let's say her name. Let's call her Amaka. Yeah, I have a thing for Igbo women. I don't know. Okay, let's just call her Amaka. Yes, we liked each other a lot. One day she picks up her phone. She texts, like, she calls me and she says, her aunt found out that she's, you know, queer, and they took her to a church, and they prayed for her. She now said. She also feels like, if I can, you know, do that to help me, but I still love you. I was confused. I was sad. I was mad. Like, what the fuck? It was insane. I swear. What do I say? You're telling me that you like me, but what we're doing is not okay. I don't care what anyone says. If you have someone with such issues, there's so many people like that out there. Do not do anything with them. I'm sorry, but don't. It's a waste of time. It's like you're flogging a dead horse or something. Because what do you mean? If you tell me that now, this stage of my life where I know better, I'm a better person, I guess, I'm going to really, like, lose my temper and, like, hurt you or something, because I don't get it. Like, what are you doing? Do you think my life is a... And at times they'll say, let's pray. To sin after, maybe you guys have fornicated, they're like, okay, God, this is weird. Maybe after you guys have had sex, they're like, this thing we did is bad, can we just pray so God will forgive us? And then the next day again, you're back to that. I've said it before, because you're queer. I know it's hard at times to meet queer people in Nigeria. I know it's tedious, very tedious, but you don't have to settle for trashy people that will make you feel like you're doing bad. If you tell me we sin, don't tell me we sin differently. Okay, you're trying to say, oh, being gay is not, we sin. This is, I'm not sinning because I don't get it. So, because you're queer and people are, I know it's really hard, but please, trust me, you find someone. You would find someone eventually. Do not settle for people that would say hurtful things to you and they'll come and tell you they like you the next day. Don't do that. Build people that know what they want out of the whole thing. They know that they want to be with you. They are happy. They love you. Those are the people you have to be. Don't do this whole one leg in and one leg out type of stuff. We deserve better. Because we're queer, we deserve even better. Like, trust me. Why? Like, what is the issue? If you are queer, if you have internalized homophobia, deal with that. Don't drag anybody into it. Face it. If you cannot overcome it, then if you want to be straight, I'm not holding anything or anyone behind or whatever, do that. But do not drag other people into your stuff, your messed up stuff, please. And then at times you see them, we have two types of, you know, people with internalized homophobia: the ones that are aggressive and the ones that use quote unquote goodness of heart to finish you. Those ones that are aggressive, they come and they start insulting you, insulting gay people. They're like, those ones, I'm not saying they're better, but please, if it's even something I can say, okay, at least this one is, but maybe then they go back and they're like doing their gay shit, you know, I don't know. Those ones are horrible, obviously, but the ones that they're just very clean and, you know, chilled and then very neat and then peaceful, and then telling you, I don't know, this is bad, I don't think we should do this, but later they're fucking you somewhere. I don't know, like, what do I do? It's, I don't know, if I sense you, some even will quote the Bible at you. It's insane, because we take these things from people, and they just, as I said before, I'm in a stage, you know, where I'm at now, it's a stage where I know what I want out of life. I'm not gonna stress myself or stress, okay, I could stress other people, but the point is, I want to be with someone that knows what they want also. We're not doing this whole, it's the same thing. I've gone past that shit, because even at some point in my life, I was feeling some type of way because of the people I was, you know, I was messing around with, those ones that would make me feel bad sometimes. In fact, I don't want to talk about this whole thing, because it will take me back to, you know, things, you know, I don't want to see, and then I don't know. But most times, the things that people like that will say to you as a queer person, you might even feel awful, you know. So please, let's just stop this whole thing we're doing. Do not tolerate people or accommodate people with issues like this. Let them deal with this stuff. Let them face it. They can overcome it. I know it's a struggle, I understand, blah blah blah, but please take your time alone. Do it alone. Do not drag other people in it. I beg of you. I don't know if I'm sounding insensitive, I'm just saying what I would do. I don't want anyone that if I get any vibe from anybody doing this whole, it's the same thing, but I love you, fuck you, okay, I'm just gonna tell you, fuck you and fuck off. Anyways, I have to go now, because this is, I don't know. Let's be safe, let's be kind, let's be humble, let's, you know, be healthy.